The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 10th day of March 2022. And tonight we have the guardian of the board, none other than the mighty Andrew standing by.
That's right, Pastor. I'm here.
All right. Is your mic out down low?
It might have been. How about now?
Okay, now it's better. Okay. And here, they're normally not allowed in the studio just for a minute, but we got them in here tonight. We've got both... Radical Randy and...
Be blessed, no stress, everybody.
And we have right in here, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
In fact, not only are they in the studio, they're locked in here so they don't wander all around out here. that way I don't have to worry about where they're at. Now, also out there in PA, I got none other than John Holman.
Hey, good evening, Pastor Ernie and everyone that's listening. Lord, blessings.
All right, you ready to do a good program tonight, John?
Well, we're going to give it our best shot, Lord willing.
What Amen. Took you so long? All right, only kidding. Listen, it's no, I don't know. It's the results of the COVIDs. I lost something along the way. And, I don't know what it was. It wasn't my hair. I still got that. But anyhow... We got to get into the program because we have a lot of stuff to cover tonight, right?
Amen.
Yes.
And so, do you remember what the title of the message was? No, because I didn't tell anybody, but I remember it was As in the Days of Noah. And we're picking it up here in Genesis chapter 9. So, what we're going to do, I'm going to have, Randy, you got your Bible there?
I do.
I'm going to have Randy... read verses 1 through 4, and you pick it up with verse 5 through 7, John.
All right, and here we go. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenishing the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things, but flesh with life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat.
And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein.
Okay, this document that you just read is referred to as the Noahic Covenant, okay? Part of it. Now, It's also giving you the divine institution of what?
Government.
It's the human government. This is the divine institution of human government.
Government. Yeah.
Now, in verses 1 through 4, God makes it very clear that he gives. There's in this verses 1 through 15, we see that, or 17, there are 5 points made. And these 5 points are the 5 points of divine human government, okay? The first point is what? Well, Randy, read verses 12 and, well, read verses 10 through 12.
10 through 12, okay. And every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth, and I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there be any more flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations.
Okay, so now, then that the first point was to whom did he make the covenant with? To whom did he make the covenant with? So he made it to all mankind, perpetual generations, and all living beings,
and all
right?
Living things, right.
Yes.
Now this here covenant spans all seven dispensations. This is spans from here until the return of the Lord, okay? And right into actually to the millennium kingdom. Now it's so the first point was to whom was the covenant made? The second point was in verses 1 through 4, he gives, who does he give dominion to?
Oh, man.
So he didn't give it to the EPA?
No.
Right.
Okay.
No.
Well, he didn't give it to the World Health Organization or United Nations. So he gave it to humanity, didn't he? Okay.
Yes.
But now the third point, this is the most important point. This is the entire purpose of divine human government. This is the entire purpose of divine human government. Read verses 5 through 7 again.
5 through 7? Oh, that's John. John.
Go ahead, John.
And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man. At the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man.
So in the judicial system today, that's called the statute of what? Capital punishment, the death penalty. That's called the statute of the death penalty. Okay, now, so here now, the entire purpose of divine human government was to preserve the image of God. Okay?
Yes.
So now we're talking about, see, this is giving you, this is qualifying legitimate human government. See, a lot of times people don't, because something is mentioned or called or referred to, they take it for granted that is legitimate or reality. Our government today is illegitimate. It was referred to as a bastard government. Now, the third time he says here, in verse 7, he says, be fruitful and multiply. Okay, now that's the third. Is that a suggestion?
That is a command.
That's a commandment from God. Now, here, so he's given you these three. Now, the fourth one is the means by which man was to govern for God. The means by which man was to govern for God. God's what? God's laws, God's statutes, God's ordinance, God's covenants. Okay. And where do we find these? All through Scripture, but especially in 119th Psalm. Okay. He gives you all of these in there. Now, then the fifth point was that any people in any nation that are in compliance with the first 4 points would be at peace and not at war with God. At peace and not at war with God. I'm looking around, don't see too many nations today at peace with God, okay, because they're not in compliance. Now, what is it that our government has done to make it illegitimate, and why is it that even though the death penalty, the statute, okay, is a command of God, but why would I be against Ohio here administering the death penalty, okay, when I'm absolutely 110% in favor of it, as we just read, but why would I be against the state of Ohio administering the death penalty?
Because of the corruption of justice and the enforcement of justice, the way that
it's illegitimacy. Yes. It's lost legitimacy, see? Why? When you've killed all the babies, Roe v. Wade, okay, they've lost, they have no standing. They're an illegitimate bastard government, okay? That would be just like if you and I went on, put on police uniforms, went out and started giving, you know, we might have a uniform, but we wouldn't have legitimacy standing, right? And so here, this is what we're seeing happening here now. Now, there's something that took place in Genesis 6 that didn't take place again for 6,000 years. And I'm going to read a little bit of my commentary. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
We see that in Genesis 9, 1 through 4, God gave mankind dominion of the environment and keep dominion of man for himself with the bioweapon vax that changes man's DNA from human to less than human. Man has transgressed God's dominion once again and is about to again incur God's wrath. So remember, what was the entire purpose of divine human government? To preserve the
image of God.
Okay, so when you change the DNA into a non-human DNA, which even the courts have said has happened here, then what have they done?
Well, you've usurped the authority of God and the enforcement of God on God's people in God's way.
Is he coming in? Is his mic? No. You got to get more into that mic.
I'm just about in it.
Okay. Now I can hear you. Before,
okay.
Yeah. See, I don't know
why, but you see where I am. I'm 2 inches from.
But watch this. Ready?
Okay.
See,
and like I said,
when you turn around, when you talk.
No.
Okay.
Okay. And I said it.
All righty. Now you got her. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they've usurped the authority of God, and so therefore, there's no legitimacy there.
And they did that with Roe v. Wade, didn't they?
They lost certainly did.
What they virtually ruled is, we will take what God has made unlawful, and through license, if you purchase a license with mammoth, we'll make it legal. Now, is legal and lawful the same thing?
No. Absolutely not.
But how many people out there do you think if you run out on the streets? Like that Jesse Waters does, and you talk to people, and you ask them if it's legal and lawful, it's the same thing. What do you think they'll say?
Well, most of them would say, yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why don't you ask Coleman and see if he knows? Hey, John.
Ernie, I'm having a hard time hearing you, so I'm not sure exactly what the question was.
Okay, something's going on here tonight.
Yeah.
Now, can you hear me better, John?
A little bit better, but it's not real clear, but...
Can you crank my mic up? What's going on up there? Oh, okay. I'm almost over-modulated, and you wouldn't want me to modulate, would you? Okay. But anyhow, no. Okay, so I'll talk louder. Is that better?
Yeah, well, a little bit, but yeah, it's still not clear like you usually are. Well,
there's some strange things happening in here. I don't know, but anyhow.
Muffled. It's kind of like muffled.
Right. So now, Big Pharma now, John, is claiming that since the mutation maker shot changes the human DNA into a non-human DNA, that the courts have ruled that whoever holds the patent on the mutant DNA owns the patent. Now, the property, well, the courts did do that. They said who owns the patent owns the property. Well, that property now is people, you see. And so now, in other words, Big Pharma can claim that the courts can transport ownership from God to Big Pharma. Because God's Word, the Bible, says what? How does God's Word, the Bible, what is God's relationship with mankind?
What is his relationship?
It's
creator, yeah. Sustainer, and owner. He owns everything,
yes.
And everybody. He created everything.
Okay, so the Bible teaches this, that God is the father of all natural-born men, all natural-born, but only the spiritual-born men, okay, are the sons of God, okay? Now, those that are not spiritually born, in other words, not saved, then Jesus said, who is their father?
The devil.
Satan is their father, right, okay. So now, how many people, what percent of the population are natural born?
Natural, all of them.
100%.
So then God's the father, that's God's property, right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so we got a problem with Big Pharma, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, now here, that's how Roe v. Wade came about, that, again, illegitimate court of 1973, Harry Blackmun, Thurgood Marshall, et cetera, they usurped the authority that was held by the Supreme Court of the universe. There's only one Supreme Court. See, supreme means with absolute authority.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes.
And it's the word potentate. What does the word potentate mean? The word potentate means the ultimate power and the ultimate authority. There's only one ultimate of power and ultimate. You can't have two ultimates, can you?
No.
Okay, so right. Here. And that's the Holy Trinity. That's the Supreme Court of the universe. And so here, what has happened when, what do you call that when you betray the authority over you?
Rebellion.
Rebellion, but there's something else that's called treason.
Treason, okay. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
They've committed high treason against God and against all humanity, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And so, again, they've gone and they said that we will make what God has made unlawful legal by license. If you buy it from mammon, then you can destroy the very image of God. And now we have a very corrupt government. The government of the United States of America is illegitimate. It's corrupt. A lot of people don't want to realize that. The prissy preachers are afraid to. They simply don't have the courage, okay? They simply don't. That's why they twist, spin, and pervert Romans 13 to make it say exactly what it doesn't say, because they don't really have the courage, unfortunately. We want to praise the good Lord for above for that small percentage of pastors that God has kept, huh? He's kept the remnant that are bold, huh?
Yes.
Now, the fake news media out there have been parading out these so-called generals and politicians, lighting up the echo chamber with that Putin is committing genocide. Now, let me ask you this. If you compare the amount of people that are dying from these bioweapons, if you compare the amount of people that die from abortion, from the nursing home, that are being killed off by Cuomo, and who is committing genocide?
Well, the illegitimate government is committing the genocide.
Okay, so we're dealing now with reality, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because we're not afraid to deal with reality. And unfortunately, it's just, boy, I hate cowards. I just really.
But this is truth and reality that we're dealing with.
Okay, so recently, attorney Tom Rentz, we had him here on the program, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He made known the results of an investigation into Big Pharma that concluded that for every person in America that had died of COVID-19, 12 have died from the bio-death shot. And so that was information that came from the leaked report that the pharma, Big Pharma, asked the court to keep sealed for 70 years so that all of those who were involved in this massive genocide would be no longer subject to prosecution. And so here we had Joe Obama, Biden, boasting that Joe Obama... He got out there. Remember how tough he is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Who was that thing, that guy, he popcorn or whatever was his name, that Joe Obama said he whipped him with a chain?
I don't know.
I'm trying to. Do you remember who that is, John Holman?
that a Biden said he.
Yeah, he talked about this guy when he was Biden was when he used to work at the pool. Okay, as a lifeguard, he used to talk about some guy named Corn Pop. Corn Pop, that's what he called
Corn
him.
Corn Pop. Okay.
Okay.
I vaguely remember.
And he said he whooped Corn Pop come after him with a knife. And he took out a chain.
Shoot.
And he done whoop Corn Pop with his chain, okay? Anyhow, so here.
What an imagination.
Yeah, well, so here now, Joe Biden said that he's going to go after these wealthy Russian oligarchs because these wealthy Russian oligarchs don't really care about the Russian people. They're greedy. And they just care about themselves. Let's see, oligarchs. Let me see if I can think of some here in this country, right? How about if we look at, starting with Obama, starting with the entire Democratic, the 10 wealthiest U.S. senators are all belong to one party. Guess which one?
Begins with a D, though, I think.
The Democrats.
Okay. Democrats, yes.
So you got the Nasty Pelosi oligarchs. You got the Crichton Biden, the Joe Obama Biden crime family. You've got Obama. You've got the Clinton crime cartel. You've got the Pelosi crime cartel. All of these oligarchs that Joe Biden, he doesn't recognize those, right?
Right.
No.
But, you know, here's my question, though. If he's so tough and he can beat Corn Pop with a chain, why is it he's so scared of little AOC? Little AOC says, you jack them gas prices up. You jack them up. I don't want to see people. I want to see them paying $5-6 a gallon of gas. I want those oil wells shut down, and you do it now. And she put the fear into Joe Obama, didn't she?
Yes.
She did.
But she wasn't alone. She had Crazy Bernie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She had Crazy Bernie out there. And Bernie led the, well, not called the squat, but the hussies from hell. Bernie was their champion, okay? And so all of these, I mean, this is insanity. This is insanity. You've got what is going on here. And there's more coming our way because I wanted to try to play another clip that I can't play because there was some foul language. But it was these farmers talking about, and John Holman, these farmers were discussing how they're getting paid, and not only paid, but forced not to grow food. Now, what are they doing in Russia right now? Okay, Russia and whose main and crops are wheat and this and that, they're not going to be growing. They're forcibly making starvation in this planet. Okay.
Yes.
Now, why would they do that? Well, what was the entire purpose of the bioweapons shot to begin with?
Well, we need a 95% reduction in the population of the world.
That's exactly right.
It's murder.
But now, you've got out there, what is it? What is the name of that big corporation? Not Blackwater, but the other black, the one that's the huge, the trillion dollar one. They're working, they actually... They're a multi-trillion dollar corporation, and they're involved. They own the media. They own all the, I mean.
Is it BlackRock?
BlackRock.
BlackRock.
BlackRock. BlackRock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so, we, you know, there is no out there as far as what it's called mainstream media is not, it's not independent media. They're owned by the Democratic Party.
Right.
We do not have a Justice Department. It is simply a part of the Democratic Party. We don't have an independent FBI. It's simply a branch of the Democratic Party. So we're in all of this. And so what do you say to people when people feel that they feel frustrated? What are we going to do? Look at that. It's how can it be turned back? What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them to trust in God. That's what I tell them, to trust in God. I mean, the deep state is so deep that no one person can keep up with everything that's going on. That's just...
Okay, Holman can't hear us good, so he's not saying much, so we'll bring him into the conversation. John Holman.
Question, what are we supposed to do because the government has been infiltrated and taken over by criminals?
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Ernie, we take a stand against it, and ultimately, if we have the leadership to stand up against them, hopefully we can take it back by vote. But here's the thing. The founders told us exactly what we needed to do if we had a government that is essentially like we have today. And that's the reason they gave us the Second Amendment. So hopefully they have done Democrats have done enough damage, and I know I've talked to some people that formerly supported the Democratic Party no matter what, and they believe now that, you know, they've gone over the edge. However, there are still people out there that Biden could destroy the world with the nuclear war, and they would still vote for him if they were alive. So there's, you know, that I'm hoping now in this next election, the Democrats will receive a resounding defeat, and will put an end to this madness. So short of that, I view them as communists, and I can't think of one communist regime that ever willingly gave up its authoritarian government. Can you?
No, what I'm looking at, you have to understand there's something else looking at that. They're not going to give it up. You're seeing them jumping ship one by one. They're no longer going to run. They've got 31 Congress people now said, well, we're getting out. They know that what's going to happen, that if we do get a legitimate government, let's just say we get Trump back in office, the real president, the actual legitimate president, because he didn't lose the election, and anyone and everyone that says he did is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in, and not one of them has the courage or the honor or the integrity to come on this radio program and sit across from me and debate that. Not one of them does. Okay? But here's the thing.
One thing that needs to be pointed out to people, and I've been pointing this out to people for decades, the Christians need to get involved in running for political office. I think Russ Diamond, when he was on here, pointed that out, and that is absolutely essential that Christians get involved. And I know for decades we've had pastors telling them, stay out. Well, that was wrong. We are to be involved.
Well, those weren't pastors. Those were hirelings.
Yeah, I get that, Pastor Ernie, but what I'm saying is don't listen to these hirelings. Get out there. Get involved, run for office, and, you know, you may encounter exactly what Trump encountered, resistance from every corner. However, I mean, I personally did this, ran for office because I saw things were not being done properly, and I got resistance right out of the bat, but I hung in there and I prayed. God brought other godly people to run and win political office and work with me. So do it. Don't just stand back and complain. Don't just stand back and watch your freedom being taken away. Take action and do like Russ Diamond said.
Well, I think you're saying that happened across the country. You're seeing people running, I mean, who didn't want, I mean, they fed up. You're seeing people running for school board, for all kinds of county offices, and this is why the Democrats are jumping ship. They do know that there's going to be, if we get government back, and they know that if the Republicans get back, there's going to be a lot of investigations. Everybody's been saying, what happened to Fauci? What happened to Fauci? The word has it out there that Fauci is in a witness protection program right now because there's a whole lot of people that want to kill him, okay, and for good reason. All right, so I don't know. I haven't been able to. I'm hearing this. This is the chatter that's going on, and so anyhow. But they do know that if the Republicans get back in, there's going to be investigations.
We saw that with President Trump. Not one. There is no one man that can make the corrections that are necessary, even at every level of government in the United States.
Do you think you think Trump gets back in, he's going to be much more proficient about going cleaning up the swamp, draining the swamp?
Well, he had I'm giving you my opinion based on, you know, the research that I did on the people that he appointed. He made very, very poor selections for cabinet members, for judges. He just had no discernment whatsoever.
Do you know why? Because he wasn't a politician, and he took the advice of people he thought he could trust.
No, I don't know about that. He listened to the wrong people.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He didn't. He was not a politician. He took the advice of people he thought he could trust, and he found out, no, you don't do that. Now you've got to vet these people much, much closer. Look at Barr. Barr put it right between his shoulder blades, okay? And,
well,
you know,
he'd done a little bit of reading about Barr, which I did. Barr was no good from the get-go. He defended for free. He orchestrated Lon Horiuchi's defense. And Lon Horiuchi was the FBI sniper that killed Randy Weaver's wife.
Not only that, but he was sitting there shooting the little children at Waco that were running out of the fire. He was shooting them down like rats.
I mean, that was not hard to discover.
So yeah.
He made very, very poor selections. And I don't know that he'll do any better. So I think he has great intentions. I think there's some things that he does that are great offenses to the Lord. He's weak on the homosexual marriage. That's very disturbing. So...
Wait a minute. Trump is weak on the homosexual marriage?
Well, he approves of it.
Not that I knew of. That's not what I know. I mean, is Randy? What do you think?
Well, without knowing for sure, I know of a rumor. But there's a rumor that one of his very close family members is a homosexual who's married to a woman.
I do know that he wanted to outlaw transgenderism in the military.
Well, absolutely, but...
Homosexual marriage, and he was, you know, he never came out and stood against it, and he approved it. So that's a great
But he did kind of, because with the names like nicknames like the Alphabet and that sort of thing, he certainly was not in favor of that sort of thing. And like I said, I know of a rumor of somebody that's in this family. If I said the name, I don't want to say it because I don't know. And I would rather not do a rumor, but somebody very close in his initial family, the inner family circle, let's call it, is a homosexual and is married to a woman. And if I said the last name, the name you would know.
So,
and I'm not going to get into that because I can't substantiate that. But that's a rumor. So, but I agree with both of you in a way. For one, I think that as much as we want him back, and I certainly do, I don't think he's coming back. And I will say that. I don't think he is. And at the same time, I agree that he did make poor choices with people around himself. But not being a politician, that's very, very true.
All right, very good. Well, let me tell you what we're going to do, okay? First of all, we're going to find out what McTernan's going to do about all this, because up to now he hasn't done much. Okay, are you there, McTernan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to give you one last chance, but before we do that, we got to play a clip. We're going to play two clips. We're going to play a two-minute clip first and then a six-minute clip, so go ahead and listen to the two-minute clip.
Saying it was intolerable, the thuggery and the warmongering and the brutality of Putin. You wouldn't stand for it. Urgent action had to be taken. But we've got to be much more careful with the Palestinians and their treatment. And I haven't even got time for the briefing I organized this week about the people of Yemen and how Saudi Arabia, the most despotic regime in the world, armed to the teeth by the United States, Britain, France and others, killing 337,000 people in Yemen in the last 5 years, 10,000 children. Any action against the United States for arming them?
or Britain or France or Saudi itself? No. No action, no sanctions, no outrage, words of concern. We'll raise it. We'll raise it. We'll call on them to do things. Now, you see, if you're going to have moral standards, those standards have to be consistent. Otherwise, they are not standards at all. They are just cynicism. And, of course, we all know the reason that the standards are not consistent is because to call out the apartheid state of Israel would be to run foul of the concerns of certain states that are now presenting themselves as defenders of democracy and so on, such as the United States, the UK, Germany and other powers, whose relationship with Israel, supporting it and backing it, means that the European Union's moral credentials are bankrupted and that they are not willing to take the action. And we go along with that. That is not acceptable. So I appeal to you, Minister, I appeal to you to uphold the tradition this country has, going right back to its foundation, to opposing oppression of peoples and standing up against brutal powers that are willing to subjugate people like the Palestinians or any others.
All right, now we're back and we have to do, we want to take a look at the reality of things instead of going by with the so-called narrative, what everybody's doing, because, and I couldn't believe it, John McTernan, when I was listening to these Republicans and they got a extreme case of stupid all of a sudden all over them. They were talking about how finally they have something to celebrate that they can get along with the Democrats on. What does the Bible say about having what fellowship can light have with darkness?
None. You can't, Pastor Ernie. You can't have fellowship with darkness.
And so you can't have fellowship with darkness. And so, but they were celebrating this, and this is, you know, now here, John, when we tell the truth, do we have to tell the truth that is the truth, or do we tell, as they're saying out there, you know, what did Hitler say and Stalin repeated? What truth for today is a lie for tomorrow, a lie for tomorrow is the truth for today. So, that you know, you have your truth and I have my truth. We don't have that. There's either truth or untruth. Is that not true?
That's absolutely right, Pastor Ernie. I mean, if everybody has their own truth, then there really is no truth. Amen. I mean, if people just make up truth, that's my truth, then your truth is diametrically opposed to mine, then what is truth?
Well, you know, the CDC said it can't tell the people the truth because they'll misunderstand it. Okay, so now here, I'm going to play another clip, and listen to this clip, because this is reality, what's taking place, okay? Go ahead, Mighty Andy.
After the Russians secured Pentagon-run biolabs in Ukraine, the U.S. Embassy was caught deleting proof of this from their website. And when the Russians shared documents showing the Ukrainian Minister of Health ordering employees of these biolabs to destroy all deadly pathogens, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio asked the U.S. State Department if there was any truth to this. Undersecretary Victoria Nuland not only confirmed the presence of the labs, but confirmed that they contain weaponized biological agents that they now fear the Russians will indiscriminately use to start a world war. The Pentagon calls them bio-research labs and containment labs and claim their clandestine operation is all somehow in self-defense. But they are admittedly creating and storing weaponized biological material. And so these biolabs are in violation of Article 1 of the Prohibition on Biological Weapons. During the past couple years, citizens of the world have been getting an advanced education on bioweapons. And the very same crooks we see foisting the Great Reset medical tyranny are involved in the Ukrainian bioweapons labs. This is all being paid for with tax dollars through the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the DTRA. U.S. company Black & Veatch has been working closely with the DTRA building bioweapons labs since 2003. Black & Veatch share an office in Kiev with Metabiota, who signed an $18.4 million contract with Black & Veatch in 2014. Metabiota got their start in 2015 with funding from Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, who gave Metabiota $30 million to help protect the world from the spread of epidemics. This is the very same Rosemont Seneca that was mysteriously wired $3.5 million from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. And the very same Metabiota partnered with Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance, the group that Dr. Fauci used to funnel money to the Wuhan lab for gain-of-function research in 2014. In 2014, Metabiota, EcoHealth Alliance, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology were together researching infectious diseases deriving from Chinese bats. Metabiota is working with known CIA front InQtel. It is funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, the NIH, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Google, and the National Geographic Society. Metabiota's founder, Nathan Wolf, sits on the board of EcoHealth Alliance and is a member of DARPA's Defense Science Research Council. In 2012, he wrote a book titled The Viral Storm, The Dawn of a New Pandemic Age, wherein he thanked his friends, pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and biotech venture capitalist Boris Nikolic. Boris Nikolic was named Jeffrey Epstein's successor executor upon his death. Wolf has also been seen hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell on multiple occasions. He is also one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders, trained on how to enact the Great Reset agenda being directed by the World Economic Forum. Russia claims the Pentagon has over 30 biolabs in the Ukraine alone. China claims they are operating 336 biolabs in 30 different countries. And now, members of our corrupt U.S. government are saying this is all a Russian conspiracy, and that we should soon expect a false flag attack from Russia.
If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Here's the amazing thing, John. Marco Rubio, she knew exactly. She knew exactly. Victoria Nuland knew exactly what Marco Rubio was going to ask her. She was all prepared. She had that answer down. Now, here's what they did. Remember, first, they denied it. By the way, you know, we talked about this early last week. We were talking about that early last week, and they were denying it then. Then they admitted to it, and now they're going back again and with what they call the narrative. And now they're not referring to them as bioweapon labs, just bio labs. Again, America is not the good guy here, is he?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, it's like, who is the good guy? Who is the bad guy?
Yeah. Well, to me, it don't look like there's too many good guys out there at all. Here, what we're trying to do, we're up against what they call the mainstream media that's bought by BlackRock and all of these other organizations that tons and tons of money. They pay these talking heads, and they are credentialed, contracted liars. They're actually contracted to tell a lie, to look you in the can and look good while they're lying to you. Now, so here we're out there, and we depend upon the people. The people out there listening, we're telling them, look, we're gonna bring you the truth. And basically, we have to try to sell them the truth because we can't afford to pay for, you know, all that airtime that the opposition has. So we depend upon the people, and by God's grace, the people out there say, listen, we want the truth, and they're willing to pay for the truth by keeping us on the air. But that's where we're at today, isn't it?
Well, this is almost like the first article that I was going to read today, where it says Pentagon Biolab in Ukraine exposed performing biological experiments on local soldiers. It says leaked internal documents have surfaced proven that the Pentagon has been running top-secret biolabs in Ukraine and performing biological experiments on the Ukrainian soldiers with full indemnity against deaths and injuries. And this is all done with, it says, as the mainstream media and fact-check, and this is from fact-check, by the way, continue claiming the Pentagram biological experience on Ukraine did not exist. It says the Pentagon has conducted biological experiments on a total of 4,400 soldiers in Ukraine and thousands in, and 1,000 in Georgia. And this is with with full reporting on the, as they call it, the volunteer deaths. It's within 24 hours in Ukraine, 48 hours in Georgia. And it says both countries are considered the most loyal U.S. partners in the area. Now, one of these programs is has a $2.5 billion DTRA, which is the DTRA, the Defense Threat Documentation against it. And this is these are U.S. dollars, and it says all voluntary deaths will be promptly reported. I mean, that's exactly what this guy was saying on the news there. And some they drew blood from all of them, 10 mils. And I'll just read the things that you'll know, that they're going to look for the bacillus called anthracis, which is anthrax, rickettsia, which is rickets, and then salmonella typhi, which is typhoid. And it says all volunteer deaths will be promptly reported. And then they give the time frame there. My point is that they're even planning for these 4,400 soldiers plus to die.
So, well, if you look at the history of the deep state, because that's what we're talking about here. So when the deep state, when she comes out and she says, we're afraid that the Russians might take and use these bioweapons and spread it around the world. So what does that mean when they tell you that? What the history of the deep
opposite,
state?
The opposite is true.
That's exactly right. We can always expect the deep state to do the opposite of what they're saying, can't we?
Yes, correct.
And we've seen that time. Look, January 6th, we've never seen anything like that. We've taken a look at the election fraud. Everything, look at Russia, Russia, Russia. Everything that they accused others, that's exactly what they were doing. And that's what Marx always said, always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing. So when that Newland came out and said that, what I heard immediately is we're probably going to do that. Maybe we're going to use that. Maybe we'll use that on the Russians there, okay?
Well, that they've insulated themselves from accusations, from being indemnified, if you will. They've insulated themselves from that. And so why would you do that if your intentions were on the up and up?
But, okay, we're going to have John McTernan drop a dime on, because things are not always the way they seem. And we've talked about this here in the Ukraine. You know, look, we have seen some heroic things from some Ukrainian people, but a whole lot of what we haven't seen, what we don't know. First of all, John McTernan, is Ukraine a good country?
Well, Pastor Ernie, it's a bizarre country, as I've learned more and more about it through the years. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. The Ukrainian people could be, you know, wonderful people as far as I know, but the government, this guy Zelensky, he's a puppet of Soros, and he's a student of Klaus Schwab. He loves Trudeau, and he wants to model Ukraine after Trudeau, just what we witnessed Trudeau do like a month ago, and the tyrant that he is in Canada. So no, the government there with him is not good. It's dangerous. It looks like it's a part of
John. Do you know what his background is? Do you know what his profession was?
Yeah, he's an actor. Yes,
he's an actor, and he's really. I mean, he did Winston Churchill, Okay, and so he did an act. He's playing those roles, and he's doing it good. Now, see, people out there say, "Well, you know, all, you know, what about the poor Ukrainian people?" We're not talking about. We're telling you the reality of that country. That country was used for money laundering. All of the corrupt, the Biden crime cartel, the Clinton crime cartel, all of the corrupt cartels in the world used that. The government in the Ukraine was corrupt as corrupt can get. In fact, it was really actually run by a number of Nazis. They had a number of Nazis running that, okay? And so, what do you think? So, you know, when we tell people this, by the way, did you know that these Azov fighters of the National Guard there in the Ukraine, do you know what they were doing with their bullets? They were soaking their bullets in pig fat, in pig grease, okay, hog grease. And do you know why they were doing that? Because most of those Chechen soldiers that were from the Russians, they were... Well, they're from Chechnya. They were Muslim.
Muslims, yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
And they believed that if they got hit with one of those bullets with a pig fat, that they'd go to hell.
Their hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, boy, could you imagine spending all of eternity with a bunch of Democrats?
Oh, goodness. No. Horrible.
Can you imagine that? Okay.
Oh, boy.
No. So, anyhow... That's what's happening out there today. We're going to try to bring you the reality of what's really going on and not what you're hearing reported. Now, one of those is the Democrats, and this is what happened. Met with oil executives. Remember when we talked about this last year, and they pressured them to decrease the output over climate change. Okay. Now, see, Joey Biden is lying again. He's lying and lying and lying and lying. When he said he did not try to stop, and none of his policies affected, okay, the production of the oil in his country. He said none of it. Now, remember what he was saying? He was saying he was going to shut down oil production and crude oil, period.
But that was the first thing he did his first day in office.
Yeah.
That was the very first thing he did his first day in office, you know. And if you think about it, what does not get a ride on a truck? So if you increase the price of fuel or energy, you in essence increase the price of anything that's tangible.
Do you know what they say at the supermarket? If you bought it, a trucker brought it.
But that's exactly mm-hmm. right, and that's what I'm saying. And I mean, like, he knew that. He knew the instant he stopped that. Inflation would begin. It has to start because nobody, even the petrol itself is transported. Even the oil and gas is transported to the gas station.
Yes.
There you go. And so, anyhow, here's where we're at today. But I got a feeling, you know what? In Australia, they had a 1 million, 1.5 million car parade. Freedom Parade, but you didn't hear a bit about that.
Sure
that's
didn't.
Not been on the news at all, is
yeah.
it? And so we're coming up to a break. How many seconds do we have? Okay, we're coming up to a break. When we come back, we're seeing freedom in Canada fight. And when we come back, I'm going to lead off with that because of what Obama Biden said. I think he's got a surprise coming. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.